American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. It was a big night for Republicans last night as they gained the majority in the Senate and set their sights on the House. Here's Fox's Chad Pergram.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans should keep control based on the data. However, Johnson believed things would tilt in favor of the GOP.
I'm calling the candidates as they're calling the races. All of our friends were congratulating them. We got some awesome people joining the conference. We got new members coming in, and I think we're going to have many more.
But Democrats held key House seats in Virginia, New Mexico, and Michigan. It's notable that Senator-elect Bernie Moreno bested Sherrod Brown in the Buckeye State, even though two Ohio Democrats held their House seats. Uncalled Senate races remain in Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Arizona.
A GOP-controlled House would allow President-elect Donald Trump's agenda to pass with minimal pushback. Newsweek reports former President George W. Bush released his first statement on the 2024 presidential election, congratulating his fellow Republican President-elect Donald Trump. In a statement, Bush wrote, "I congratulate President Trump on his election as 47th President of the United States of America." Bush, who had declined to endorse Trump or Harris, also thanked Harris and President Biden for their service. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke to reporters following the Election Day results. The leader called Tuesday a good day for the Republican Party and congratulated candidates on their victories. He also gave thanks to Republican Senate leadership for their work on the campaign trail.
Overall, they were able to raise $425 million, and they made decisions to invest in, I think, all the right places.
Senate GOP leadership will change as McConnell announced earlier in the year that he would step down as minority leader. Texas Senator Ted Cruz easily defeated Democrat U.S. Representative Colin Allred last night, defying another spirited and well-funded effort to turn Texas blue and preserving his status as a leading conservative voice in American politics, this according to the Texas Tribune. The Associated Press called his victory after 10 p.m. as Cruz was leading by more than double digits. Shortly after, Allred told his supporters at his election night party in Dallas that he had conceded to Cruz. A recent Wall Street Journal op-ed says the problem of anti-Semitism at Harvard began in the classroom. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Since the October 7, 2023 terror attack in Israel, American higher education institutions, including Ivy Leagues like Columbia University and Harvard, to name a couple, have been plagued with students and others protesting against Israel and in favor of Palestine. The Wall Street Journal posted an op-ed titled "Harvard's Anti-Semitism Begins in the Classroom." In it, author Dara Horn says Harvard ignored a suggestion to review its courses and instruction to make sure its academic rigor is still held. Sophia Witt is vice president of Students Supporting Israel. She tells AFN she is not impressed with Harvard's action, or rather, lack of action.
But I think that the neglect in reformation of these classes and of these clear bias perspectives almost shows the lack of integrity that I would say Ivy Leagues across the board are starting to adopt.
Witt said it's sad because of the position these Ivy League institutions like these hold.
These are kind of the universities that other schools look up to and look for as examples of, you know, the highest level of education. And it just seems that we don't have that integrity anymore.
Witt said she thinks terminology is important here. Using the term anti-Semitism too often waters down its impact. She thinks it's important to differentiate anti-Semitism from ignorance.
Just ask these students, like, which river and which sea, you know, when they're chanting from the river to the sea. They can't answer that. I don't think that they actually know what they're talking about.
According to Fox Business, shares of electric vehicle maker Tesla surged today as stocks rose broadly after President-elect Trump prevailed in the presidential election. Tesla stock soared as much as 14% after the market opened. Tesla CEO Elon Musk endorsed Trump's bid to return to the White House and was a prominent financial backer of his campaign. I'm Robert Thornton.